The Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans, fighting for America.
You can shake your head all you want to, Commissioner. You have said today that there's no evidence of criminal wrongdoing. And I'm asking you what criminal statutes you have reviewed to reach that conclusion.
I've reviewed no criminal statute.
Fighting for Idaho.
They got a phone call from Senator Risch and a phone call from Senator Crapo saying, you know, we'd like you to support our governor and the establishment and just take Senator Risch's son's letter to be the fact.
Fighting for you.
Just recently read a few articles on the effectiveness of performing the Heimlich maneuver on drowning victims before starting CPR. I was in the right place at the right time. There's over 250 Boise firefighters that would have done the same thing.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
USA! USA!
Played short by Ozil, and then the tap back. Ozil drives it across the mouth of the goal. Had a great diving save by Harms. Rebound shot scored, Germany from distance. Germany leads. Tim Howard made a terrific save. Muller does it again.
People here are saying, even though we lose, we still win in this because the USA is going on. And prominent all over the crowd is America's most viral fan, Teddy Roosevelt.
Even when we lose, we still win.
I have to begin by congratulating our U.S. soccer team, Team USA, for advancing next round of the World Cup. USA.
You know, the last time the U.S. and Germany squared off, Tom Hanks died so Matt Damon could go home. Germany beat us 1-0, but the good news is no one was bitten in this game. So, you know, even though the U.S. lost today, we still go through, we still advance to the next round, because in soccer, nothing makes sense at all. There's no rhyme or reason to it.
And good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Certainly, the president wanted to move the topic from the Supreme Court defeats yesterday. We'll get into that. Plus some local issues that matter to you. But, you know, listening to the montage, listening to the president, what do we really have to congratulate ourselves about? That the team lost, yet they still won. And it's funny, we have some folks here from Europe that work in the building. And nice young man came up to me and said, hey, how about that soccer? And I said, and to our soccer friends, Greg Pruitt and Phil Hardy, Kevin Richard, whoever else, what type of loser sport celebrates a loss with moving on to the next round? That would be like Wichita State losing in the NCAA tournament and then still going on to play for the championship. It'd be like the Patriots losing to the Giants, but since they scored more points in the regular season, they move on. And have we really ever really cared until the press told us what to do about the country of Ghana? Think about this. And, you know, we've got lots of friends coming on today. We'd love to take your phone calls at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Maybe it's a generational thing. The millennials, they want to be cooperative, not combative. And really, you cooperate in soccer. It's all about, you know, everybody shares the ball. And again, to quote the big man of talk radio, no wonder the libs and the socialists love it, because there is clearly no winner. And it would be much better to lose and to lose with honor than to kind of sneak or scam or scheme your way into moving on against the world's best team, Germany. And I will tell you, I watched the game, and it's kind of a neat thing, because the propaganda, the press has told us that this is the thing to do. We have the staff of the Today Show cheering. We have people across the Treasure Valley getting into it. And it's a tale of two worlds. And really, here's how I define what has happened to our country. And we can define that by World Cup soccer. On one hand, we have the World Cup going on, and the press covers it as if it were, heck, they cover it more than they do the presidential primaries, the presidential elections. they really get into this because it has no meaning in our life. And it's not really the World Cup. We've been duped into this. The Americans have bought twice or four times as many tickets as the rest of the world. And yes, I do risk alienating our great audience with this, but look, I'm not a phony. And I'm going to tell you the truth. And the truth as I see it is, a couple days after the soccer comes and goes, and it's no big deal. But could you imagine if, for once, we had this much attention focused on the president and the IRS scandals? The president would not be in office. He would be shamed. He would be on his way to jail. Or Fast and Furious, or anything else. And it, to me, I was talking to a young man here in the building, and I really don't talk to people unless they have a brain. I was talking to him, and I said, he goes, Kevin, I'm not down with the soccer. I go, well, I'm sorry. Most of the anti-soccer folks or pro-America folks are in the closet. And he goes, what do you think? And I said, I think it's another move by the globalist to have us embrace soccer at the expense of all that is good and wholesome in America. And that's how I see it. I mean, can anybody really relate to this sport? They kick the ball out of bounds, but there's no timeouts. And I don't know about you, but I got tired of either the men's team flopping or some of the cheap shots by our own guys getting too overly physical. But I think soccer is a great cure for insomnia. I think we should tape those shows and watch them. And soccer's so great that you can actually leave, go do something, get your oil changed, and it's the same thing. The score is about the same that that was before you left. But, I mean, those are my thoughts. And to hear the president of the United States in that montage, I'd like to congratulate the U.S. team for doing what? Having one win, one tie, and one loss? Whatever happened to the country that liberated the world from the Nazis? What about the country that was the only force that stood in the way of communism? What about the people that said, right or wrong, I'm with America till the end? They've been replaced by folks saying, hey, a tie's a good thing. Hey, we've got to scout the Belgians. And let's take off work to embrace something that really doesn't impact our lives. Now, when we do have a moment of national clarity in sports, like the men's hockey team in 1980, that was something that everybody could get behind. It wasn't a false thing. I mean, we weren't programmed to like the American hockey team, but they did a great job. They truly moved the needle. This, again, is stuff to get us through until the real football season starts. And the idea, again, we go back to the World Cup and how great it is. I just don't see it, and I don't think that it's very American. And maybe that idea is going out with traditional marriage. Maybe that idea is going out with one man, one vote. Maybe that idea is going out that we're a republic and not a democracy. Maybe that idea is going out without that we are a country with borders. But in America, you don't celebrate a loss. In America, you come out and fight. Of course, you'll be hearing people embracing the World Cup and this is the best ever. I just don't see it. 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Are you down with the soccer folks? Now, when I was going to school, we had a name for the soccer players. We called them soccer bunnies because they'd hop around like little bunnies. And I didn't see much difference from what I saw back in the 80s in high school soccer than today. And you have a lot of people that play soccer. You have the kids. I mean, Ann Coulter, and it's linked on my Facebook, did a great piece on soccer. And it's funny because people are ripping Ann for having enough guts to say, soccer is not catching on. Headlines this week proclaimed record U.S. ratings for World Cup, and we had to hear again about the growing popularity of soccer in the United States. Let's see. The USA-Portugal game was the blockbuster match. 18.2 million viewers on ESPN. That beat the second most watched soccer game ever. That was the 1999 World Cup with the women versus China. In soccer, the women's game are just as thrilling as the men's. By the way, let's compare it to the real sport, NFL football. A run-of-the-mill regular season Sunday night football game averages more than 20 million viewers. NFL games get 30 to 40 million viewers. And this year's Super Bowl had 111.5 million viewers. Great article there, again, on my Facebook. And I think it's even on the Kevin Miller Hot List Soccer Bites edition. But enough about the soccer. It's amazing. Other news of the day, we have one constitutional professor, Jonathan Turley, saying the president has crossed the line. Now, have you heard about this, that Speaker Boehner is actually suing the president of the United States for misuse of executive powers? The president suffered major blows yesterday. The police cannot confiscate or search your cell phone without a warrant. You don't have to have those buffer barriers outside of abortion clinics. The recess appointments are done. A major embarrassment to the most transparent administration ever. But at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning, this is interesting. Noted liberal, you catch him a lot on Sean Hannity, Jonathan Turley, had this to say about John Boehner versus President Obama.
Well, I think there is a case against the president for exceeding his authority. I happen to agree with the president on many of his priorities and policies. But as I testified in Congress, I think that he has crossed the constitutional line.
So where has he crossed it? Like, what specific issues he crossed it on?
Well, you know, when the president went to Congress and said that he was going to go it alone, it obviously raises a concern because there's no license for going it alone in our system. And what he's done is very problematic. He shifted $454 million in the ACA from an appropriated purpose to another purpose. He's told agencies not to enforce some laws like immigration laws. He has effectively rewritten laws through the act of interpretation that I find very problematic. While I happen to agree with him, I voted for him. I think this is a problem.
Okay, so what, and I know you've been involved in a lawsuit with trying to sue the president before over Libya, I think. So take us through from a legal standpoint then, if you think there's a case here, where are they going to sue? What court is this going to take place in? And if the courts end up siding with Boehner, siding with the Republicans in this, what happens?
Well, first of all, Steve, I think the most likely court is going to be the courts in Washington, D.C., the D.C. Circuit. I represented members of both parties in challenging the Libyan war, which had some of the same themes, the exceeding presidential authority. But the greatest challenge that they face will be standing. The case that we brought for the members in the Libyan war was dismissed on standing. And what has happened is over the last few decades, courts have made it more and more difficult for not just citizens but congressmen to even be heard in federal courts to challenge alleged presidential misconduct. So the first hurdle is going to be that standing issue, and it's a high one, but it's not necessarily insurmountable. The court has never truly closed the door on what's called legislative standing.
There you have it from Jonathan Turley, who is a liberal, who is progressive, who is a person who, you know, would agree with the president on a lot of issues, has now believed that the president has exceeded his constitutional authority. Heck, look, just on the NSA stuff alone, he in fact has exceeded his constitutional authority, right? And yet we just kind of sit back and go, well, there's really nothing that we can do about it. It's about time that Congress decided to do something about it. And let's hope that that happens. Let's hope that somebody, gosh knows, what else is he going to do before the end of his administration?
Sometimes the news that's being reported on is really important. I mean, what's happening in Iraq is relevant. But sometimes the news that's coming off is just, these are just Washington fights. They're fabricated issues. They're phony scandals.
World Cup soccer.
Scandals that are generated.
USA versus Germany.
It's all geared towards the next election.
The IRS, Fast and Furious, Benghazi, all meaningless scandals unless you yourself were a victim, right?
Or ginning up a base. And that must feel frustrating. And
kind of like raising the minimum wage.
And it makes people cynical and it makes people turned off from the idea of that anything can get done. Just because it's not reported in the news, I don't want you to think that I'm not fighting for you.
Oh, he's fighting all right. He's fighting for more gun control. That's next. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work safely now.
Miller wants to hear from you.
We are the Rebel Alliance getting together and bucking the trend.
Yes, good morning, Kevin. I love your show, by the way.
You got a great show. I sure appreciate it.
Because I'm happy.
So there's a lot of people out here appreciate your show and appreciate what you do. And
good morning, Kevin. You're doing fantastic. Gosh, you are really, I think, top.
I appreciate you, Kevin. I'm your biggest fan.
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning. We're happy to be with you, 580 KIDO. Come out and see us tomorrow at the Boise Music Festival. As you heard, tickets there available at all the Axioms. Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Phone number's 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And let me just say this, and I was talking to my wife yesterday about this, and she always says, you know, you hold a grudge. And are you going to turn out to be a bitter old man? And I said, look, I've been a bitter old man since I was born. That's just how it is. And since when is it about holding a grudge when you point out things that, you know, that are opinionated, that are about what you truly believe in? And one thing that I do believe in is friendship and loyalty and this great country and this great state. By the way, more men in Idaho, more white men in Idaho, according to the paper. Let's see, more old people coming in, according to, I think, the census or something like that. But back to the point, and I go back to loyalty. And I see a gentleman who has been a friend of mine, a friend of this program, who is under siege. And that is the chairman of the Republican Party, Barry Peterson. Now, our friends in the establishment and other places believe what they believe, and we respect their opinions, just like we hope that they respect ours. And, you know, they'll come up to one of our diplomats with the establishment, and they'll say, does Kevin Miller really believe that Barry Peterson should be the state GOP chairman? Yes, because I believe in friends, and I believe in people that support us. And just like you, whether you're our friend Matt from Middleton and Mabel or Joe or Rebecca or security guard Mike or Noland or whomever else, or Patriot Ray Jr., when I talk to you and I see and I hear your belief in our great country, it is my duty to, as long as I'm here, to protect your interest. And look, we don't always agree on things like Greg Pruitt and Phil Hardy and I on soccer. However, back to Barry Peterson, it's amazing to me when we speak of the Rebel Alliance, a term that we together came up with, that how fractured it has become. And I wonder where all the people are who Barry Peterson worked with and supported, either overtly or covertly, are right now. There's a big story. Female staffer leaves. The last paid staffer, Barry hires another person. Barry's under fire. They're calling the Republican Party. Nobody's answering the phones. All stories designed to embarrass the chairman. Now, do you let the National Party decide, or do the people in Idaho decide? Does Rance Priebus decide, or is it the people in the Republican Party decide who their state chairman is? And I'm amazed that, there are a lot of takers in life. And I'm very blessed. We're very blessed that we have a lot of givers on this program. You give to the Boise Rescue Mission. You give to the animal shelters. You give. And I know in these times it is blankety blank tough to give. And that's why you're my hero. You are my hero. And when I see that, and then I see our friend Barry, who did everything that he could, whether you agree with him or not, to promote the conservative agenda, I wonder where anyone is to support him. Any elected, any grassroots, any official. And look, I'll go down with Barry. I will go down. And Barry, if you're listening, I told you this off the air, I'm telling you on the air, you're my friend. You're our friend. And I want you to know that you're not alone. I know what it's like to have the libs. I know what it's like to be on the message boards and be the target of that. We all do. We've all been there. It's the mantle that we hold and that we relish for being God-fearing conservatives. So a message to Barry. We're with you, buddy. You always got a home here. Till they get me. People always say, well, Mrs. Miller last night, that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Always have the disclaimer. That way they could say he knew it was coming. He never, never took it for granted. And I just sit there and amazed that all these folks 2 weeks ago at the convention, Barry, we're with you. Barry, don't let them get away with that Ada County stuff. Barry, we're with you with the credential committee. Where are they now? Very easy when things appear to be going your way. But when times are tough, and one more thing, and I don't know, Ray, if this is promo worthy, if we can mix the comments of soccer with this. If we go by the rules of soccer, Senator Fulcher still would be in the governor's race against Governor Otter. How much sense does soccer make when you put it that way? I mean, in America, unlike in the World Cup, we have things called elections, not matches. In America, you win or you lose. Governor Otter won, Senator Fulcher lost. If we're going by the FIFA rules, they would continue on until another match, perhaps in August, against pro-life A.J. Belukov and Walt from Emmett. Does that make sense? That's why it's silly. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
News. Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, we'll talk to our friend Gene and Cuna. Before that, Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio, about the, well, the latest with GM. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Good to be with you.
Now, I got to throw you off track real quick.
Sure.
Are you one of these people drinking the soccer Kool-Aid?
No, I'm not drinking any sports Kool-Aid.
All right.
I am, my husband laughs at how much I don't know about sports, so.
I think you're probably the one objective person left in America then.
That's it. That's it. I readily admit that, it was funny because I said something that was very basic one day, and he said, wow, you really don't know anything about sports. I have been married to the man 21 years, so, I mean.
Congratulations.
I didn't let that get in the way, yeah. But that could. The issue with GM is, they've had several this year, right? I mean, first it was the ignition switch recall where Mary Barra, the CEO, appeared on Capitol Hill twice. They did an internal investigation, and there are lawsuits. There are still investigations, including a criminal investigation. So now the company has recalled nearly 29,000 vehicles, Chevy Cruises, from the 2013 and 2014 model years to fix the airbags. Because the airbags, when they deploy, could explode or may not deploy at all. And the issue is that there is an incorrect part that the supplier used, and that supplier, Takata, has also been involved in other recalls because Honda, Nissan, Mazda, Toyota, and BMW have all had to recall cars, about 3.6 million, because of what Takata did in making these airbags.
Do you think any of this is starting to drag down GM more and more? I mean, you begin to wonder just how safe GM vehicles are, and what did they know, and when did they know it?
Well, I'll tell you, until this point, I mean, there have been the sales have been going strong on the new cars. Many of the cars with the ignition switch were older models, some not even made anymore. But now it will be interesting because the sales numbers for June come out next week. You want to keep an eye on them if you're interested in getting an answer to this question, because there are analysts, at least four analysts, have come up with what they think will happen with GM as far as numbers next week. And their range is anywhere from only an increase of 2% compared to a year ago to a decline of 8% compared to a year ago. It's a pretty big gap there. So, I'm interested to see what it's going to be. And one of the things that I've mentioned in other calls is that GM, just before they launched that ignition switch recall, told us at the end of a sales meeting, a conference call that we had every single month, they said, we're no longer doing these, and if you have any questions, you can call us. And then soon enough, right after that, they issued the recall. So, they don't really talk. They don't talk much now.
Jennifer Kuiper with us, Fox News Radio, Kevin Miller in the morning. As much as we'd like to say GM's got it wrong, this seems to be, once again, one of those years of recalls.
Well, it is. And also, the GM recall really brought some things to light here. I mean, taking 10 years, at least 10 years, to issue a recall over something that it had known about and had resulted in deaths. I mean, the reports of deaths were rolling in, and the man who did the independent investigation, well, as independent as you can be, by the company that hires you to do it, but
yes.
He came in and said that there was incompetence, and that this was something that even as the reports of deaths were coming in, there was still no sense of urgency. Interestingly, Delphi was the one who made the flawed part. That supplier did not, my understanding is, did not let Anton DeLucas question employees. And he doesn't have any subpoena powers, but lawmakers do. So it looks like the Senate that's doing the investigation, one of the investigations, is going to, or may very well soon, issue some subpoenas to try to get some Delphi workers in or officials.
Finally, Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio, 580KIDO. What's next in this?
Well, as far as the cruises go, which is this week's story, because every week it seems to change, there's something new. This week, the airbag issue, it's under your warranty. And again, it's 2013 and 2014 Chevy Cruises. It's the company's best-selling car. And if you get the or when you get the notice to bring your vehicle in, you can. It's covered under the warranty. They'll fix it. You'll get a new airbag, and everything else should be good.
Jennifer, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure, no problem. Anytime. Have a good one.
You too. There we have it. Our great friend Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Let's go back to the phones. Ever patient, ever vigilant, Gene and Cuna at 580KIDO.
Good morning, my friend, and how are you today?
Living the dream.
Hey, there you go, man. Listen, I want you and Barry to both know, I'm just a working stiff. I mean, I just work my rear end off. But I'll back most of you guys up anytime, anywhere, man. That's just the way it goes.
Well, thank you, Gene. I think that Barry needs friends now more than ever.
Well, you know, you don't let your friends down. You just don't do it. And even though you and I have never met, and you are a self-proclaimed bell pepper, I'm kind of a self-proclaimed pear. So skinny on top, fat on the bottom. You know, I think that's just the way guys like us are. We have this kind of work that just lends credence to that. But I wanted to talk to you a moment about this soccer issue. Now, I'm not a great soccer fan. I mean, I'm going to put that out there right now. I'm just not. Now, I have friends. I've had friends in the past that love the game. I can never see any sense in it. You hit the ball with your head. You hit it with your face, knees, feet, I think elbows. I don't think hands are part of the deal except for the goalie.
Or if they catch you, you can use your hands, but if they catch you, then they'll blow their little whistle and call it handball.
It never made a lot of sense to me, but I spent time in Rhodes, Spain, Athens, Greece, Crete, Sicily, places where, let's not forget Barcelona. Yeah, they were really good with soccer in Barcelona. But Athens, Greece, when a good friend of mine and I were there, we watched one of these games, and we just happened to be sitting on the ground level. There were fans from... I believe it was Crete, Sicily were there. On the stands was only room for about 300 people. There had to have been at least 1,000 people on there. They collapsed the stands. And it began to be a free-for-all. The soccer teams were battling it out, going fisticuffs. The fans were going fisticuffs. They had to call in SWAT police and local police, and even the military was called out to break it up. Well, at the end of it all, that night, everybody was drinking beer and having a good old time, and doggone it, it started all over again. So soccer to me makes no sense, and it was all because one team thought their team was the best, and of course the other team thought theirs was the best, and the uniforms on the field were comprised of tights, cleats, and I think half gloves. That was it. No protective gear whatsoever. And there had to be a lot of wannabe dads that didn't get to be dads. It was just that simple.
Well, that's insightful. That's insightful coverage right there.
Well, the ball landed in places it wasn't supposed to, let's face it. So it's like, it just doesn't make any sense. And it's like our team lost, yet they advanced. Now, how does that feel? That's kind of like our government. I mean, our government takes two steps back before they advance one step forward.
Yeah, but the problem is they're taking two steps back on us.
Yeah, I know. And it kind of reminds me of soccer. We're kind kind of, we're in the game, but we're not making any headway.
Look, the only person that likes the soccer rules is Tea Party Bob, because then Senator Fulcher would move on to the next round.
I really don't want to go there.
No, well, I'm going to, because Tea Party Bob still thinks the governor lost, so.
Well, yeah, but do you remember when I had mentioned on one of the programs that I had said that I believed that Butch was going to win because the people knew him. He had a standing in the community. Even though he may not be doing everything right, he's doing a few things right. And they're just not ready for somebody else to take the reins yet.
Right.
And so people are afraid of change. Now, a person, on the other hand, is not afraid of change. They want to kind of explore that possibility. But if you get five people in a room, somebody yells fire, they all start bouncing off the walls.
Well, no, back to soccer, though. I just go back to this. You know, the only reason why people are into it is because it's the thing to do. You know, and they're not critical thinkers. And you and I, Gene, that are critical thinkers, were vilified by people for just expressing our views.
Yeah, and we get hammered for our views. You know, like you were mentioning, you know, you get put up on billboards, we get put up on billboards, people start making calls to us, and the hate mail starts flowing in. Well, why does that happen? Because we have a view? Just because we don't agree with somebody else's view? Hey, we tell the truth. That's what we're supposed to do. The truth will what? Set you free. It will.
Gene, on that note, I got to run.
Okay, man. Thanks a lot. You have a great day. God bless.
Are you going to be around tomorrow? You working tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. 7 days a week, man.
We'll catch you.
All right, man. I'll call.
All right. Thanks.
All right, man. Bye.
Bye. Now, I got to catch up with Gene. He works 7 days a week. I should be working 7 days. We all should. This really isn't work. This is Kevin Miller, drinks a cup of coffee and is jolly 1 minute and happy the next. In the old days, they would say, see, that's compelling. See, he has a range of emotions. The new days, they'd say, oh, he's bipolar, needs medication. What is wrong with that? Let's get you to work safely and on time.
On Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. We go to the chairman, Barry Peterson, with us. Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
How you been, Barry? We were just talking about you.
Well, I just woke up a bit ago, and I'm so grateful to have got a good night's rest.
Well, we just wanted to let you know that we're here for you, we're supporting you, and you've got some friends here.
Well, and I'm grateful for that. Are there some specific issues that we want to talk about this morning?
Well, Barry, we just were talking about, you know, everybody's your friend when things are going up, and we just wanted to let you know that no matter what, no matter when, we're here for you. I mean, if there's something you want to...
I'm grateful for that, Kevin, and I honestly don't read the paper, and I rarely listen to the news as it pertains to me, because I don't want to get my head tipped over one way or the other, but... I'm grateful for the even-handedness that your position offers the public.
Well, Barry, we're grateful for you. You're a man of honor and integrity, and we want to let you know that, you know, whether it's the newspaper, the TVs, we've got your back.
I suppose, have they been ripping me up because of the hiring of a new executive director down at the office?
Well, you take a look at the snarky comments in the paper, on the TV websites, that they called the office, nobody answered the phone, blah, 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 they're looking for you for comments, that sort of thing.
Well, I'd like to comment on that gal that I hired down there at the office.
Well, you got a minute left in the hour, Barry, so hit it.
Okay, she knows she's coming into a hornet's nest. She seems to be a talented young lady. Judy Gallen is her name, and she's willing to take it on and try to be even-handed with everybody. And I am so grateful that she's willing to man the office and take on the responsibility and try to bring things together. And my hat really goes off to this young woman for willing to take it on. And as you may know, she was a campaign worker for Senator Fulcher. She was asked by the Otter Camp to come in and be a campaign for the governor. She's a sought-after lady, and I'm so grateful that she was willing to come to the Republican Central Committee office.
Barry, we appreciate it. Maybe we're gonna put you on hold, and maybe we can get you back next hour. Can you hang on?
Sure.
All right. Ray, I've got some creative scheduling. Rocky, I'm sorry. We'll get you coming up. Let's get you to traffic now at 580 KIDO. 6:59, Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up next, we will talk to our friend Brian Fisher about what happened in Mississippi, the latest on the culture wars, and are you ready, or how safe is it to have those speed limits at 80 miles per hour? Does anybody drive the speed limit anymore? So is 80 the new 90? Let's find out. Let's discuss. That's coming up next. You're listening to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO. Good morning.